Hello, everyone. Welcome to the next section in the Anger Solution online course with John Lee. The title of this section is What Rage Looks and Feels Like.
Okay, folks, here's a big part that's going to hopefully change the way you engage people when you're angry, when you're upset, when you're frustrated. But I got to tell you, most of us don't know how to do that. But after this course, you will. Here's what rage is. Anger is a feeling and an emotion. Remember, I said that in the first segment. Rage is an action or a behavior that numbs people's feelings. See, rage, see, the therapist and the counselor and the recovery experts and sponsors, even in the big book of AA, anger is supposed to be avoided, but anger can't be avoided in life. But rage must be avoided because anger expressed appropriately equals energy, intimacy, and serenity. Rage equals distance, disaster, and divorce, because it's not a feeling. It's an action. It's a behavior. Cocaine will numb people's feelings. Alcohol will numb people's feelings. Gambling, internet will numb people's feelings. Well, rage will do exactly the same thing. It's legal, plentiful, and readily available. You see it on television, in the news, and you know, some of the stuff that we've seen with the police, abusing people, pulling them over, and what they're doing is rage. And the same thing is people in crowds who are protesting, they're doing rage. They're not doing anger. While anger is a feeling, rage covers things like. Now, this is where therapists were just a little bit off, but now we're going to tweak it, and you general public people need this too. If you're sad, I've seen people in my practice or in my workshops who start feeling sad about something. They'll slip over into rage to keep from feeling sad. A woman who's feeling hopeless and tired and exhausted, she may not feel her anger because she doesn't want to look weak, so she'll slip over into rage. And temporarily, rage makes you look like you're powerful and really in charge of things. But really, once you slip over that line from anger to rage, you're not powerful. You're not in charge. Your rage is in charge. And that is why it makes so much damage. So therapists were trained, as I was trained in the early days, that you're not feeling anger, that what you need to do is go underneath that, and you'll find sadness or fear of abandonment or hopelessness. And I say, no, that's what rage does. Rage covers those feelings and emotions. A man who gets really hurt and sad, he doesn't want to look hurt and sad. He slips over into rage, and now he looks real big and powerful. So anger is about here and now. Rage is about there and then. And if you can see my hand, you can see where I'm pointing. Anger is about what was said or done this morning. Rage is about what was said or done last month, and the month before that, and the month before that, until it just builds up so much that now I'm going to let it out this little window, and I'm going to blow you out of the room. And that's what equals pain, not anger. It's the buildup. Rage is a reaction. Anger is a response, okay? I have a right to get angry. You stepped on my toes. I asked you to stop stepping on my toes. You stepped on my toes again. And now I'm getting angry and I need to tell you to get off my toes and don't do that again. If somebody's been stepping on your toes or your heart for the last 20 years, and now some therapist tells you you need to talk about it. Yeah, you do need to talk about it, but not with the person that you've been building it up with. You need to find a different outlet through writing or talking to a therapist or a good friend about those 20 years so that you can get current enough and get a release enough to where now you're not going to blow them out of the water. Now, one important thing about rage, unlike anger, one important thing is that rage is contagious. Rage is contagious. It's kind of like the flu. If there's 20 people in a room and one or two start raging, in a few minutes, everybody will start raging and or they'll leave the room. But it spreads. It spreads. We have a lot of rage in our society right now, a lot of rage about many different things, about what's happening in schools and the shootings. And we have a right to be angry about that, but we don't have a right to rage about it. Rage equals disrespect. See, like I said in the first segment, that if you, Steve, said something or did something and I get angry about it, but I don't ever tell you about it, and it goes on and on and on. Actually, that is an action or a behavior that is disrespectful. And please, folks, when you are finally talking to somebody, please don't use the phrase "with all due respect." Because after that phrase, whatever comes out of your mouth is not going to be respectful, because you've got a backlog. You've got a backlog. Now, as I said earlier, anger engages conflict. Rage runs from conflict. See, people who are raging, you want to get out of there. Now, sadly, many of you, like myself, was raised in a home where rage was the predominant behavior. Nobody said, come in here, son. I'd like to tell you I'm angry about what you did yesterday. No, that didn't happen in my family. What would happen is what I'm going to tell you in the next segment of this program is what a lot of my family did, probably what a lot of your family did, and it's not pretty. But let me just recap again. Anger is an emotion and a feeling. Rage is an action or a behavior that numbs people's feeling. Anger is about here and now, what happened yesterday or today. Rage is about what happened yesterday and the day before and the month before and the year before. And that is what hurts people. Okay? Not anger. But most people just wait and build it up until it comes out in one of the two ways that I'm going to describe in the next segment.